Wearing shirts that read Stop RX Greed, about two dozen AARP members rallied at the downtown Civic Plaza to protest the rising cost of prescription drugs. Retired attorney Gene Hamrick has multiple sclerosis.
Some of you might know that as MS.
The chronic autoimmune disease affects her central nervous system, causing fatigue and cognitive issues. But Hamrick says she felt lucky to be diagnosed shortly after the first injectable medication was introduced in 1993.
For me, the drugs really do work. However, I developed some neutralizing antibodies, and we had to switch to another injectable, and happened to be allergic to that one, so we had to scramble and find something else. The drug I'm on now, at least so far, is working very well. I'm very grateful to be on it. There's not really anything in the way of symptom management drugs that help with cognitive issues, so I'm less expensive than some people that are taking a drug to help them walk and another drug that helps with fatigue.
Hamrick takes a drug called Aubagio to manage the progression of her symptoms. But affording the medication has become increasingly difficult. She says the prescription costs her about $300 a month, and that's with insurance.
I live on Social Security disability at 1998 prices. Think how much salaries have changed from the 90s till now, and I get to spend the rest of my life living with 1990s income and paying for this high cost of drugs.
A study published by the Journal of the American Medical Association evaluated the cost of roughly 50 common top-selling brand-name drugs. Researchers analyzed Blue Cross Blue Shield pharmacy claims between 2012 and 2017. Over those 6 years, the median cost of the drug studied increased more than 75%. In response, AARP launched a nationwide campaign to stop prescription greed.
We're calling on the president and on Congress, on state governments and on local governance.
State Director Buffy Saavedra helped organize the Las Cruces rally, which featured speeches from local and state elected officials. She says people of all ages, including her son, are finding it difficult to afford essential medication.
Personally, I have a son that has asthma. He's older. He's in his 20s. He works. He has insurance. He can't get his new prescription for his inhaler. It's more than he and I can afford. And now he's having to get samples from his doctor. I mean, that's just ridiculous, you know. And then you think about individuals that may not have gainful employment or have health coverage, how they're getting by, how they're affording their medications.
Saavedra added that hundreds of thousands of Americans are choosing to forego things like food, shelter, and transportation in order to buy their medications.
And we've had enough. We feel that RX greed from the big companies, the big pharma, has got to end. They put more money into marketing and into advertising than they do into research and development. And that's been the argument over the decades, to be honest, as to why drug prices are so high. But, you know, we're hoping the communities will join together and join AARP in fighting this cause.
We managed to pass a bill that I sponsored and worked on with many of the state agencies and government.
State Senator Jeff Steinborn introduced a bill that became law to address the situation. It established an interagency pharmaceuticals purchasing council. Steinborn says the coalition, made up of 9 state agencies, aims to leverage the state's drug purchasing power for roughly 1 million New Mexicans.
State beneficiaries, whether it's Medicaid or whether it's school teachers, that they work together in a new council to see if they can't get a better deal by working together to purchase. In addition to that, this law requires this council look at lots of options, over a dozen different options we mentioned in the law, to include even looking with other states and powering with other states. So it's really all about cost containment, lowering prices.
It's an issue that has majority support from voters and in Congress. Take the Prescription Drug Pricing Reduction Act, awaiting Senate approval. The legislation would cap out-of-pocket drug costs for those on Medicare and force drug makers to rebate Medicare for raising prices above inflation. But it's unclear whether the legislation would lower costs. At a Senate hearing, executives from 7 major pharmaceutical companies testified that they could not commit to lowering prices, even though they control those prices.
No one company can unilaterally lower list prices without running into financial and operating disadvantages.
Saavedra says she and others will keep the pressure on lawmakers.
The solution is for folks to be active, back the legislation, sign the petitions when you see them around or in the emails that come out from AARP, and we are moving forward with this. We have a national army that is up at the White House pushing this issue.
A petition asking Congress to reduce drug prices is available on AARP's website. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.